Nicodemus. There was a man, a Pharisee, one of the leaders of the Jews, whose name was Nicodemus. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, because no one is able to do these miraculous signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, unless a person is given a new birth from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said, "How can a person be born when he is old? Can he enter his mother's belly a second time and be born?" Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, unless a person is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. A person is given a human birth by his parents, but he must receive a spiritual birth from the Spirit of God. Don't be surprised that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows wherever it wants to blow. You hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And the same thing is true regarding everyone who is born from the Spirit." Then Nicodemus said, "How is it possible for this to happen?" Jesus said, "You are a great professor among the children of Israel, and yet you don't know these things? I tell you the truth, we are speaking about what we know, and we are testifying about what we have seen, but you aren't accepting our testimony. If I have told you about the things of this world and you don't believe, then how would you believe if I told you about the things of heaven? No one has ascended to heaven except the one who descended from heaven, namely, the one who became man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, the one who became man also must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will obtain eternal life. God loved all people so much that he gave them his unique Son, so that all who put their faith in him will not perish, but will obtain eternal life. For God sent his Son to people, not to punish them, but to save them through him. Whoever believes in him will not be punished. But as for anyone who does not believe in him, judgment has already been issued against him for his punishment, because he has not believed in God's unique Son. And this is the basis for the judgment. The light has come into the world, but people love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and he does not come out into the light so that his deeds will not be exposed. But as for anyone who lives by the truth, he comes out into the light so that it will be clearly apparent that he does what he does by the power of God. John bears witness about Jesus. After that, Jesus and his disciples went to the land of Judea. There he stayed with them, and he was immersing people. John was also immersing people at Enon near Salim, because there was plenty of water there, and people were coming and being immersed. That was before John was thrown into prison. A dispute arose between the disciples of John and one of the Jews on the topic of ablutions. They came to John and said to him, "Teacher, look, the man who was with you on the east bank of the Jordan, about whom you bore witness, he is now immersing people, and all the people are going to him." John answered, "A person cannot receive anything except what God gives him. You yourselves bear witness about me that I said, I am not the Messiah, but rather a messenger sent before him. The bride belongs to the groom. As for the friend of the groom, he stands and listens to him, and he is overjoyed at the voice of the groom. This then is my joy, and it is now complete. He must increase, and I must decrease. The one who comes from above is above all, and the one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks like the people of the earth. The one who comes from heaven is over everyone. He tells of what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his message. Yet anyone who does accept his message bears witness that God is truthful. The one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, because God gives him his Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has put everything under his authority. Anyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, but anyone who rejects the Son will not see eternal life. Instead, the wrath of God comes down on him.